Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm here today to again apologize for the personal mistakes I have made and the embarrassment I have caused. I make this apology to my neighbors and my constituents, but I make it particularly to my wife, Huma. I had hoped to be able to continue the work that the citizens of my district elected me to do, to fight for the middle class and those struggling to make it. Unfortunately, the distraction that I have created has made that impossible. So today I am announcing my resignation from Congress.
Yeah! Bye-bye, pervert!
Bye-bye, pervert. That's become one of the things that you've seen most around the internet, heard on television and radio. Goodbye to Congressman Anthony Weiner as he gives his resignation speech. That's the number one item. The number one item is the Twitter scandal he created. On the countdown, Doug Steffen here reviewing what the hot hits are on talk radio for the week of June 13th to 17th. The Weiner scandal and resignation is number one. Number two, the presidential election. Number three, the Obama stimulus. The fourth item is Al-Qaeda. Number five, Pakistan and bin Laden and the informants that were arrested. The Libya policy is number six. Iran, number seven. Public union law, number eight in Wisconsin. Oil prices, number nine. And the Bruins taking the Stanley Cup and other things happening in sports talk radio. That's the way this thing all shakes down. Over at Fox, Bill Hemmer talked to Alan Combs and Steve Hayes about Weiner's resignation.
You say it's a shame that he has to step down?
Yes, it really
what
is.
What do you mean by
because
that?
He didn't, unless we find out that he broke the law because of whatever he might have done with underage people, that's a different story. Or unless he thinks something else might come out where he may have broken the law, I think it's a shame that a personal situation like this should result in him having to leave his job.
Congress who takes a naked picture of himself and sends it to people he doesn't know, and you believe that's acceptable serve in the U.S.
Let me explain, please. I'm not condoning his behavior, but I really think this has nothing to do with whether or not he's a good congressman. I want someone in office, not to be my moral guide, but I want someone who's going to vote the way I want them to vote. And if he's capable of doing his job and didn't break the law, and if he didn't do anything illegal, I want to be very clear, with underage girls, that's a caveat there, then it's a shame that he would have to step down from his job on a personal matter like this.
And all America likes morals, don't they, Steve? And I think they like
I'd be interested to see if Alan would say the same thing if John Boehner had sent these or any other
Republican.
Yes, I would.
Absolutely.
Really? I'm skeptical.
Call me a liar. Steve. I'm telling you,
Weiner.
I don't think it's our business what people do in their personal lives unless they break the law.
Go ahead, Steve.
Anthony Weiner, he was taking these pictures, presumably on congressional time. He lied in his come clean news conference. He lied repeatedly about what he had done.
Yeah.
If that's not a reason, I mean, I understand the argument that you can't throw every member of Congress out for lying.
Come on,
let me finish, Alan, then I'll give you another shot.
But at the same time, this is somebody who lied repeatedly, deceived news media again and again and again about something very specific. Then he went public and said he was going to resign because he had not been honest in the past, and then he lied about it again. This guy he's a serial liar, and I think that's a problem.
Well, let's get all the serial liars out of Congress then. Let's apply the same standard to everybody who lies. Bill Clinton lied about sex. He was not convicted after being impeached by the Republican Senate. I really think we have a double standard here about
Clinton. Well, the point with Clinton is that he fought it and eventually held on to his position despite what happened in the House.
Correct.
Now, Steve makes a great point here, Alan. He called five news organizations, including our own, into his office on the Hill and stared at that camera, and everything that came out of his mouth was a lie.
I think he was trying to preserve
it. It was all untrue.
Yep, he was trying to probably preserve his dignity and his marriage.
By lying.
I think it's a shame. But I don't think that's a reason to step down, sadly.
All right, so there's Alan Combs and Steve Hayes about the resignation. Combs says it's a shame that Weiner had to resign. I like Alan. He and I are friends. I don't buy that. So, I don't know. The lying and the cheating, you're right about how it affects everybody. And there's just so much of it today. No matter where you go, personal relationships, business relationships, no reason not to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So, where does this all go? 800-510-8255. Take some calls as we can as we go through the bits and pieces of some of the top ten as we squeeze as much from talk radio programs that we've monitored around the country. Here are hosts John and Ken talking about Wiener's press conference.
He should have just released a statement and stayed home, but the narcissist in him had to get his mug on TV one more time. He already did this 10 days ago.
It was only a four-minute address, though,
well, you know,
which
what?
Was heckled halfway through.
Have your secretary type up two lines. I'm resigning.
I quit.
See you later.
I'm a schmuck.
Bye-bye.
P.S. I'm a schmuck.
Instead, he holds the big press conference in New York. Oh, at a senior center. There's always some like weird
he said, this is where I began my career in politics.
It's the same place.
Who cares?
When he ran in 1998. He's the only idiot who would care.
Oh, this is where it all started. Oh, get out.
Anyway,
by the way, the wife was with him when he got to his apartment, but she did not come to this event.
No. Wives should not humiliate themselves by standing next to their jackass husbands who've been, banging hookers or sending out photos of their naked
Spitzer's
parts.
Spitzer's wife did.
Oh, she looked like an idiot. You know, they all look like idiots.
Most of the time, they do stand
they
somewhere
have,
in the background.
Yeah, they look really sad and really uncomfortable, and you just look at the woman and say, what are you doing?
And
this
I
guy's
knew
a dirtbag.
When I read she finally came back to the U.S. after touring with Hillary, it was only going to be a matter of days before he quit. She was the one that was going to tell him, come on.
Yeah.
Are you serious? You're not going to survive
now,
this. They're going to cut off his committee assignments. The Democrats are going to make life really hard for him. Obama said he should quit.
Yeah,
said you read a report where he may have lied to Obama.
He did. Yeah, he told Obama very forcefully that he didn't do this.
He was telling him the hacking story.
That's why Obama went public. Obama was lied right to his ear. That's why he went out and said, get out of here. You're not going to lie to the president. Go away.
Go away. All right. So there's that piece of the pie. 800-510-8255. Up next, a focus on the presidential race here on this weekly review of the hot hits and talk radio on the Countdown.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And since Father's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Father's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to share a moment with the big guy on his big day. Hallmark Father's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $5 on our entire stock of new Bayer Canine Advantix 2 and Advantix 2 products. Canine Advantix 2 repels and kills ticks, fleas, and mosquitoes on dogs. And Advantix 2 kills all flea life stages on dogs and cats. Hurry in for these great deals at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends June 19th. Canine Advantix 2 is for use on dogs only.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. We think you'll agree that O'Reilly is the auto parts store you can depend on. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
e-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
I just have to ask, what do you think was the last straw?
Well, he wants to spend more time with his BlackBerry. But I think the last straw was Homer coming home. That was what it was. The wife came home and she's like, get out now before they crucify you.
Well, we don't have any idea what she said. But she did come home on Tuesday and he did consult with her Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. And had he stayed, there would have been investigations by the House Ethics Committee. Right. The Democratic leaders had already been planning to strip him of whatever committee assignments he had. And there would be questions. This puts a stop to it.
All right, so there are the ladies on The View talking about the Wiener scandal, which is what we're talking about because the number one issue this week on the Talk Radio Review. 800-510-8255. Lena listens in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, ma'am, you're on the countdown.
Do you remember Congressman Adam Clayton Powell? He was sanctioned. Do you remember Senator Craig? He didn't have to step down. Do you remember Franklin Delano Roosevelt? He had an affair with his wife's secretary. Why Elliot Spitzer, and why him? Is it because he's Jewish? He's sick, and you're not supposed to discriminate against a person that has a disability.
We don't have as much tolerance these days, Lena. The news media, as it is, the so-called news media, gets onto these things and keeps drubbing home. They're really running things. You aren't. I'm not. They are. That's the reason. You made legitimate claims and brought up some good examples of people who have been in the mud, and they managed to climb out of it and survive. 800-510-8255. Hear the ladies on The View talk with George Stephanopoulos about all of this.
He had to resign, didn't he?
Yeah, no choice. He didn't want to.
He was fighting it,
right up until the end, he didn't want to. But
before or after he talked to Homer?
I think after he knew he had no choice and was moving towards that. As it came, the pressure became so intense. I mean, you had every leader in the party, including the president, basically saying he had to resign. If he didn't resign, as you were saying before, he would have faced a months-long ethics investigation, which would have turned up all kinds of trouble. And, you know, listen, we just learned, and this is the saddest thing about the whole story, his wife was, what, 11 weeks, 12 weeks pregnant? Yeah. You don't want to go through that as your wife. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I was, you know, as shocked as anybody else just by the compulsion that he demonstrated and by that, you know, most of all, listen, you heard the first story, said, well, this might be true.
Yeah.
But then he came out and talked to every single reporter in the country and said, it's not true. I'm the victim here. Yeah. That's what surprised me.
All right. Here, Stephanopoulos talks about what Hillary might have told Wiener's wife.
You're very close to Hillary Clinton. What do you think she told him? The wife, I mean. She was advising Huma.
Huma's like a daughter, a second daughter to Hillary. And, you know, I'm sure she was very, very angry. I mean, I know that. I actually don't know. My guess is from what I hear from talking to people that, you know, they want to try to heal the marriage. They want to try to
save the marriage.
And that's what he's going to focus on now. And I think that is the right thing. The right thing politically and personally.
He has to find a job.
Can he recover?
Well, sure. Yeah. He's 46, 47 years old. I think first things first, and I think this is what his friends are telling him. First things first, take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Get some help. Take care of your wife. Fix your family. Then worry about everything else. Yeah.
All right. Up next, the presidential hopefuls from the GOP on the countdown.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And number two this week on the countdown are those who are running the would-be candidates for the presidential race in 2012. Here, host Mark Davis talks to Herman Cain about the differences between the debate in South Carolina and the debate this week in New Hampshire.
Let's talk about a little bit of the difference between South Carolina and New Hampshire. You were really good in both, but New Hampshire had a whole lot more heavy hitters out there. Suddenly there's Romney, who wasn't there before. There's Gingrich, who wasn't there before. And Michelle Bachmann. Listen, we're all friends in the room. She did great, too.
Yeah.
Did it feel different to you?
Yes, it did feel different, and not because of who was in the room or who was on the stage. It was different for two reasons. Number one, we had seven people instead of five. And number two, the format in New Hampshire that CNN came up with wasn't nearly as effective, in my opinion, as well as I've talked to my staff, has talked to the staff of some of the others, weren't nearly as effective in giving us an opportunity to answer some questions such that the viewers could learn something. For example, in the Fox debate in South Carolina, one of the commentators would take a subject, say the economy, and then ask a series of questions of everybody up there on the economy.
Mm-hmm.
That way one candidate could build upon what a previous one said or disagree. In the CNN format, it wasn't like that. It was as if the subjects just kept coming up like, you know, in scatter fashion all over the place. So you could never really feel like you could get in a groove on a particular subject because you didn't know what you were going to be hit with next coming from where. And so as a result, it gave it a much more, it just didn't feel the same as it did in South Carolina.
I think it's a valuable piece of analysis because it seemed a little more staccato, a little less organic. And I'm not just as a political junkie, as a talk show guy, and as a voter, I like to see you guys interact with each other more. Not that everybody necessarily needed to beat up on Romney for Romney care or beat up on each other for something, but so that we can establish some real differences between you. So let me ask you, what do you see as the difference? What do you bring to that table that maybe nobody else did? And then we'll get to some specific things where maybe you just think your views are better than some of the other field.
Our views are similar, and you're not going to get a whole lot of degrees of difference on any one particular issue. What the difference that I think people will eventually see about me is that my focus on defining the right problem, focusing on the problem, and answering the problem. That's what I have been focusing on. And here's an example. The lady named Sylvia, who asked the question about what would Republicans do relative to health care,
mm-hmm.
Nobody answered the question. And I didn't get a chance to chime in on the question. And I was waiting to say, here's what I would do. I would get deductibility for health insurance premiums for everybody, regardless of who buys it, expand health savings accounts, allow association health plans, pass loser pay laws such that doctors won't have to continue to practice. effective defensive medicine, and on. I had a few other bullet points, most of which were in H.R. 3400 that was introduced back in 2009. So when the moderator went and threw the question to the other candidates, and they all talked about Romney Care and they talked about Obamacare, nobody said what we would do. And then when John King walked past me, I said, John, nobody answered the question. Let me answer it.
Please, I got an answer here.
I can answer it.
Hi, this is Herman Cain, one of the contenders that a lot of people like from the Mark Davis radio program. Pretty interesting stuff. Also interesting this week, a lot of conversation about the staffers on the campaign trail, Newt Gingrich's problem with them. Apparently it was his wife, Callista, according to the interviews and exchanges with former staffers. The last straw was when there was some sort of meeting, I guess, last week. The plan to bring in some heavy hitters to do the job, and the staff didn't like it. The idea of bringing in heavy hitters because the regular people weren't doing the job came from his wife. So she's the one who's getting the blame. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, heard coast to coast on great radio stations like WTKG in Grand Rapids, Michigan, WSDE in Cobleskill outside Albany, New York, WCCF in Punta Gorda, Florida. I'd like to hear from you and learn what station you're listening to the program on and what you think of the countdown. You can email me, doug@dougstephan.com, as Maggie Simony wrote. She said, I appreciate this program. Woke up and flipped on the program in Cape Canaveral. It hit me that this is one of the few oases of reason left on talk radio. I like Michael Smirkanish as well. And I decided I ought to write to each station that carries you, and so I'm doing that. Everybody that I can find that's listening, the best part of the program for a political junkie like me is the talk radio roundup, and that's what you're listening to. Thank you very much. She says some things that are not necessarily complimentary about Rush Limbaugh and Lou Dobbs. Doesn't like what they do, but likes what Smirkanish do. She doesn't like Laura Ingraham, but she goes through some of the things, and you're certainly welcome to do that as well. Express yourself, and we'll give you credit for your thoughts. Doug@dougstephan.com. And now back to the countdown. The focus this week at number four, American counterterrorism officials are welcoming, well, all but welcoming, the announcement that Ahmad al-Zahari is succeeding Osama bin Laden as the leader of al-Qaeda, arguing that his deep flaws are likely to weaken the core of al-Qaeda. Robert Gates, the defense secretary, said bin Laden had a particular charisma that Zahari does not have. He also said there was evidence that bin Laden had been more operationally engaged than Mr. Zahari and his counterparts are. Apparently he's from Egypt. Let's tune in to Nick Robertson from CNN, who tells us more about this new leader of al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda released its statement on several Islamist websites saying that the general command had met, that Ayman al-Zawahiri is now officially taking over from Osama bin Laden, but no surprise there whatsoever. He's been the number two in the organization since it was first formed. For him, it will have been a natural step that he should move on to leadership. Perhaps slightly surprising it's taken so long, an indication perhaps of divisions and dissentment within al-Qaeda that perhaps some people didn't want him to take on the leadership. He's seen as somebody who's been divisive in the past. People either like him or intensely dislike him, has driven people away from al-Qaeda in the past. He's been seen as the ideologue, whereas bin Laden has been seen as a person who had the charisma to draw more people in. So it'll be very interesting to see the dynamic of al-Qaeda perhaps shift as a more divisive, not naturally charismatic person takes over. But perhaps also the delays in appointing him because al-Qaeda is fragmented across the globe. The that it's under pressure in Pakistan, Afghanistan, where Zawahiri is believed to be hiding. We can expect pretty much the same agenda from Al-Qaeda. Indeed, in their statement, talking about Palestine, talking about Afghanistan, allegiance to the Taliban leader Mullah Mohammed Omar, talking about Somalia, Yemen, all the sort of Al-Qaeda franchises across the world. You can also likely expect Zawahiri to want to push and get more influence across the Middle East, take advantage of this Arab Spring in some way that seeks to do what he's always wanted to do, which is overthrow, as he says, the dictators of the Middle East. Now, this move for democracy in the Middle East potentially undermines Al-Qaeda. He'll want to claim some of that ground back. But more of the same from a person who really developed Al-Qaeda, the ideology it has today.
And a related story, a potential hit list suggesting individuals in our government and our industry and our media posted on jihad websites, according to information that's been received by a number of news sources. The FBI intelligence agencies, that is the related agencies that work with them, say the document is dated earlier this month. Information posted is detailed. Let's see, some of the people who are on it, well, you'd expect President Obama, I guess, to be on it, and some other leaders of the oil companies, that sort of stuff. One wonders whether all of this stuff just goes on. And again, there are those who are cynical who wonder how much of this is just to keep people in line. That is, how much of this is being released, how much of this is real, how much of it is speculation. So it just becomes more of a conversation point as much as anything else. Meanwhile, in a related story, number five this week on the countdown, the fact that Pakistanis arrested the bin Laden informants sort of rancored a lot of people, as it ought to. Here's Talkco's Tommy Tucker talking to Middle East expert Raymond Tanter about the rounding up of these informants by Pakistan.
You know, now we hear that Afghanistan is going after some of the informants that helped us find bin Laden, and I hear from Leon Panetta through the news that we're telling Pakistan where some of these houses are, where IEDs are being manufactured and then going right across the border and blowing up American troops. And not only is Pakistan not doing anything about it, but they're actually tipping off the people that, where these bombs, these IEDs are being made, and then they're moving on, setting up shop somewhere else. So it's terribly reprehensible, Professor. And almost it's harder to take than Al-Qaeda, because at least with them, they clearly state their goals. It's like, we hate you and we want to kill you. But with Pakistan, they kind of smile to your face, take over $200 billion in aid since 9/11, but then allow this and tolerate it. And I don't know. Tell me. Talk to me. Help me out here.
Well, Tommy, cutting off Pakistan is like cutting off your nose to spite your face. We need the Pakistanis, and the Pakistanis need us. And I don't like the fact that Pakistani intelligence services hid information about the location of Osama bin Laden. And, of course, Pakistan is playing both sides against the middle. Why? Because the Pakistanis know that we're withdrawing our forces from Iraq by the end of the year. We'll be out of Afghanistan by 2014 and probably out of Pakistan as well at some point. So Pakistan is keeping its options open, knowing that America doesn't have the staying power to last out unpopular wars.
Isn't it amazing how much of our time is taken up in discussing things that are going on around the world that may or may not affect us directly? I say that about Al-Qaeda. I say that about Pakistan. These things all, yeah, we got bin Laden. That was good. Pakistan, they've always been a problem. And the fact they've gotten as much aid as they have, as the host pointed out, really does cut across the grain, doesn't it? They need us. We need them. Great. 800-510-8255. Well, as long as we're talking about things where we're messing around here, from Pakistan we go to Libya. Number six, so to recap, Al-Qaeda's number four and the leadership there. Pakistan's number five and the arrest of these informants. Number six is our focus on Libya, our policy there. Congressman Dennis Kucinich talking here to MSNBC's Chris Jansing about the lawsuit that he and nine other congressmen have launched against the president. The focus is our continuing involvement in Libya.
As you know, yesterday I led a group of 10 members of Congress who filed suit to try to stop this war in Libya and reclaim the constitutional authority of Congress to declare war. And
well,
so
let me ask you about that, Congressman. What's your argument here?
Focus.
What's your argument? The argument
is that the Constitution makes it very clear in Article 1, Section 8, that the Congress has the power to declare war, and not only President Obama, but other executives have appropriated that power. The founders never intended that to happen. We're in federal court now, hoping to get standing, because if we do, this will be one of the most important constitutional tests of the Article 1, Section 8, and the war power. And frankly, our country can't afford to keep going into all these wars, and it's time that we put some restraint, and we have the law, I think, on our side. I'm just hoping we can get standing.
Well, you say that you have the law on your side, but as you well know, the White House issued a 32-page legal response for why that they believe that they do indeed have the constitutional authority. And on the public side of this, our new NBC News poll shows most Americans think we should stay in Libya until Muammar Gaddafi is removed from power. When we asked the question, should we remain, 51% said yes, 36% said no. So I guess my question is, is there an appetite in Congress to push this, especially at a time when the American people, first of all, support it and want Congress to be working on jobs?
Well, keep this in mind. We're spending trillions of dollars on wars that we didn't have to get into. This Libya war will cost over $1 billion. When you ask the American people, should we keep spending money on these wars or should we create jobs? Should we have retirement security? I think the American people would say, create jobs, have retirement security. So it all depends how you put the question. My purpose here is to make sure that the Constitution of the United States is followed. And one more point. You know, the administration is saying it's not a war. Now think about it. If somebody flew thousands of planes over the United States and dropped bombs on us, would that be a war? You bet it would be. So we're at war. We now have the Constitution to guide us. And the guide of the Constitution, according to the founders, said the president doesn't have the ability to just take us into war without having a vote of Congress. That's why we're in the court, and I hope that we have a chance to get standing. If we do, I think we can win.
I'm with him. How about you? 800-510-8255. Here's radio man Cisco Cotto talking to Congressman Tim Johnson of Illinois about why he joined this group to file a lawsuit against the president and the Secretary of Defense.
Why did you decide to join this group and file this lawsuit?
Well, for too long, in fact, decades, the executive branch has effectively overrun the legislative branch and taken the position that contrary to the Article 1 of Section 8 of the Constitution and contrary to the War Powers Act, they can act in any manner that they want unilaterally without any congressional approval, which clearly was never the intent of the founders, nor was it the intent of the Congress when we approved the War Powers Act. So on both grounds, we believe, a bipartisan group believes they're wrong. Professor Jonathan Turley, who I think is acknowledged to be one of the best constitutional scholars in the country, is bringing the case. And we felt at this point that we had no alternative. Now, other alternatives are developing. Speaker Boehner has moved into the fore. There are things happening on the legislative front. And obviously, we intend to attack them all, but this is certainly one way to attack it.
In your view, it is really that the executive taking too much power, sort of taking power away from the Congress, because as you mentioned, we've been in that battle, well, heck, since Nixon at least, we've been in that battle over how much power the executive should have as opposed to the Congress.
Correct. And it's clear from the founders of the Constitution back 250-some years ago that there has to be legislative approval of foreign wars. Foreign hostilities, and it is equally clear, based on the War Powers Act that was enacted not all that long ago, that they have an obligation to report to us, and failure to do so would require them to bring the troops home forthwith. So we feel like we're on strong, certainly on strong legal grounds, but more important, Cisco, we're on strong moral grounds. This is now the fourth, fifth, sixth war, and a president who ran for the presidency based on being anti-war. And now we have tripling of our forces in Afghanistan. We still have troops in Iraq. Now we're engaged in various forms of drone attacks and otherwise in Libya, in Yemen, and most particularly in Libya, but also in Pakistan. We can't afford it. We can't afford it with respect to men and women when we can't afford it with respect to our budget.
All right. 800-510-8255. Libya in the focus on the countdown at 14 before the hour.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon,
and I said okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
We're talking about Libya here. The Republicans and Democrats this week have derided the president. His claim is that the air attacks do not constitute hostilities. Here, radio host Greg Jarrett talks to NBC's reporter there, David Gregory.
Let's get serious about the War Powers Act here. What kind of debate is going on Capitol Hill about our involvement in these various things around the globe?
Well, it's been a serious debate. You've seen liberals and conservatives, a bipartisan group of senators, writing the president, filing suit against the White House, indicating that they would need to seek the authorization of Congress to wage the kind of war that's being waged in Libya. The White House says no. It is a much more restrained operation, and because of the posture of U.S. troops, that's not necessary. This is much more about Republicans in that instance, but not just Republicans, taking on the president's vision and view of foreign policy.
Vision and view, or a lack thereof. Up next, a couple of countdown extras. Important conversation here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now.
Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plan started only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
In the past 2 months, over 2,000 natural disasters have been recorded. With the ongoing economic crash, millions of Americans can't afford food. Also, because of the exploding price of fuel, many farmers can't afford to plant their crops. We must take control of our greatest dependency, food. Folks, you can trust eFoods Direct, the 28-year veteran of long-term storable foods, and they're here to help. For a limited time, when you place your order for a 3-week supply of the best storable food on the planet, you will receive the fourth week absolutely free. You will save $75 and receive a full month's supply for less than $8 a day. This offer ends on June 22nd, so act now and buy three to get the fourth one free from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or go online to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here, overviewing the top 10, the people, the stories. There are always a couple of things that are going on in the world of conversation radio, issue-oriented talk radio, that are just under the surface, don't quite make the top 10 at the end of the week. One of them was the indictment of John Edwards, a discussion of him, what's going on, where did he get his money. Mrs. Mellon came up this week, the Mellon Bank family, and the millions of dollars that have come to John Edwards. The whole thing keeps going around and around. So on the heels of the Wienergate scandal, we go back to looking and thinking about what John Edwards is going through. Here hosts Dimitri Sotis and Debbie Feinstein talk about this situation with a political analyst named Mark Plotkin.
Is there a political component, Mark, to this indictment?
Yes, there is. The U.S. attorney, who actually for the Middle District of North Carolina had previously worked for Jesse Helms. Some have said that this is a form of political retaliation, and John Edwards beat a Republican, Locke Faircloth, in 1998 by 4 points, and this is politics. But I must say that no indictment can go forward, especially an indictment of this nature, such a high-profile figure, without the Attorney General signing off on this, who is a Democrat, Eric Holder, appointed by President Obama.
Now, there had been some talk, Mark, that he was going to try to strike a deal early in the situation. Why do you think he didn't?
Well, striking a deal means, Debbie, as you know, pleading guilty to something. And if he pled guilty to at least a felony count or even a misdemeanor, but all these are 6 counts or felonies, that would mean that he would lose his law license. He's a wealthy person. He's been a plaintiff's lawyer, trial lawyer, representing people and getting a third of whatever the settlement or the judgment is, and I think he still wants to practice law, and that would mean not being licensed to practice law.
If the tabloid headlines weren't enough, now we have legal action. Is there any political future for John Edwards?
Well, John Edwards is an extraordinarily, I must say, I watched him in 2004. He was a one-term senator. He had just gotten elected, and already he's running for president, and I think with more time he could have beaten John Kerry. It's very exciting, very charismatic, and a very terrific orator. And then he was put on the the ticket in 2004, supposedly to help in the South. He didn't help in the South. Mm-hmm. He didn't even carry his own state. It was 44% for Kerry in North Carolina. But if you watch John Edwards up close, you realize that he believes in himself. To quote him as being self-assured is a gross understatement. I think I wouldn't be surprised if he became his own lawyer for this case, or surely had a lot to do with his own defense, and took the stand, definitely, and feels that he could be the, quote, comeback kid if he gets through this.
All right, so from that fiasco to a very interesting conversation and revelation this week about privacy. The FBI is now able to search your garbage. According to many stories, Google is able to search whatever it is that you're doing online if you have Gmail. Matter of fact, there's a new book out. Got a lot of attention this week on talk radio programs by a fellow named Scott Rotan. I'm sorry, the fellow that wrote Search. Scott Cleveland, I guess it is, Search and Destroy, Why You Don't Trust Google, or You Can't Trust Them. Here's a conversation with host Scott Rotan with the author.
What can we do about this? I mean, you know, you say, okay, I'm going to use Bing, or I'm going to use some other search engine. I'm not going to use Google search. I'm going to stay away from Gmail and all that. And you try and stay away from it. Does that protect you?
Well, it certainly helps. But, you know, the problem is that Google has gotten so pervasive. There's three different types of privacy legislation. This is one area where people can do something. Is there's something called Do Not Track, and that's modeled after the Do Not Call legislation that everybody loves so they don't get called during dinner.
Right.
And a Do Not Track would basically let every person make their own choice. If they want to be tracked, they don't have to sign up for the list. But if they don't want to be tracked, if they don't want to be targeted, meaning they don't want to be somebody's target, somebody's prey, whether it's for advertising or if it falls into the wrong hands, they can say, do not track me, and I don't want my family tracked or my children tracked. And then if somebody does, they will then be violating the law. Mm-hmm. And like Do Not Call, they can be subject to very large fines.
All right. How do we sign up for something like that?
The House and Senate both are looking at that. So that's right, your congressman and your senator, that you don't want to be tracked. Another thing is that privacy legislation needs to be updated. We have health privacy, we have financial privacy, we have privacy on what videos we get, but for what the Internet does and what Google does, there's those rules haven't applied.
That's author Scott Cleveland. Book is called Search and Destroy, Why You Can't Trust Google on the Tom Rotan Radio Program. That's what this program does, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, surveying what's going on around the country on talk radio and talk television. And so that's what we've had. That report ends.